Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 29th of June. Oh, it's the end of June already, 2022. Thanks so much for listening today. And let me be the first, although it's a few days away, to wish you a happy 4th of July weekend. Okay? We're almost there. All right, what can I tell you? We're going to talk to Nancy Torian, who is the Educational TV Technology Director down at Louisiana Public Broadcasting, and how EdTech, and this is the Week of History, by the way, which coincidentally is in New Orleans, going on right now, how EdTech supports Louisiana Public Broadcasting's education mission. All right, and Nancy, again, is the EdTech Technology Director, so it'll be a pleasure to talk to her. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, where our magazine, Equity and Access Pre-K-12, exists. Please go over there. So many people go over there. We do appreciate it. We work hard to make it good. Just click on the cover. Click right through. All of our podcasts are there. All of our work on teacher retention and the educator shortage is over there, as well as seltoday.org, our social emotional learning website. Everything's connected, linked, et cetera, at ace-ed.org, the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. I want to thank my good buddy Steve Wakefield, who I think is still down in New Orleans, for is the Discovery, who set this show up. We're going to talk about how Discovery and Louisiana Public TV work together. Nancy Torian, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. Nance, welcome to the show. My name's Larry. Pleasure to have you here.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me. It's actually pronounced to rain, like it's going to rain.
Thank you, Nancy. Tulane. I appreciate that. Okay,
thank you.
Which rhymes with Tulane, which is also in Louisiana.
That's exactly right. You're right about that.
There you go. Okay, are you in the good old Red Stick, Baton Rouge, or are you down in New Orleans?
I am in the Red Stick in Baton Rouge.
Good enough. I just found out they have a public news. It was actually, I think, a question on Jeopardy. They have a public newsletter, and they call it the Red Stick News. Okay, and the guy got it wrong. He didn't understand that state capital they were talking about was Baton Rouge. Red Stick, I might add, everybody. Right, Nance?
That's right.
You got it. Okay, welcome to today's show. It's a pleasure to have you here. Just so you know, there's a little connection here in that my wife works for public television, too, at GBH in Boston. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what you do is awesome down there, okay, in Louisiana. Tell everybody, A, the call letters of the station, okay? And then tell everybody your mission. What is the, you know, how does Louisiana Public Broadcasting TV fit into education? And by the way, I do know the answer. I want you to explain it to everybody. Go ahead. Right.
LPB's mission is to provide programming that's intelligent, informative, educational, and entertaining. And we like to connect the citizens of Louisiana by creating content that showcases all of Louisiana's wonderful, unique history, our people, our places, our events, our food, our art. We always say that LPB is the biggest classroom in Louisiana.
I would agree with you, and I must ask: do you guys do local production, not just on what you provide from all of PBS, but you guys do a lot of shows in terms of local production on the history of Louisiana and such things. Not to mention the food, which I could go into for hours on the food. But just talk about all the things that you guys produce down there, if you don't mind.
Well, we have.
I'd love to hear.
Sure, we have a series that we do called Art Rocks, and we feature artists from all over the state.
We
just created a new original series called Ziggy's Arts Adventure, and it's a puppet show. And so we had puppeteers in the station come. We have one whole season. You can check it out at lpb.org/Ziggy, and it teaches kids grades K through 5 about the arts in Louisiana. And
wow.
So each show features a live person, an artist from somewhere in Louisiana. It features kids showcasing their art, and it's all types of art, whether it's dance, theater, you know, music. So it's a great show. So we have all types of different shows that we showcase all the wonderful things in Louisiana.
And there are plenty of wonderful things in Louisiana. Thank you for that overview. How long have you been with the station, Nancy?
I have been at the station for 25 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes.
Wow. That's
yes,
a long time. Wow.
It is a long time. It is a long time. I was quite young when I came to the station. I was a new teacher out of the classroom.
I know how you were 7 when you came to the station. Would that be correct?
What's that?
You were only 7 years old when you came to the station.
Yes, not quite. Yes,
that's
exactly. 25. I was only 7. That's right. Yes. That's good.
There
yes.
You go. Thank you, Dan. Yes. Thank you for playing along. I appreciate that. Okay, that's great. All right. That's so funny. And you have the title, or at least Stephen gave you the title, of Educational TV Technology Director. Is that your actual title over there? What do you?
That is my actual title.
Tell us what that title entails.
Well, I run a department, a fabulous team of educators that we serve the entire state. We serve families, caregivers, teachers, students, and we provide them with the wonderful resources that PBS gives us, as well as lots of family and community learning. We do lots of workshops for teachers. We have a monthly newsletter that we send out to both parents and teachers. So we are always looking for ways to help out families here in Louisiana, especially Louisiana is unique in that we face many challenges as far as weather is concerned, which, of course, the pandemic, which everyone experienced.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so we are always ready to step up and do what we need to do, and we do it well. So we're really excited about that.
I bet you do. And were you able to get down to New Orleans for actually ISTE this week? The big convention.
I did. I just came back yesterday.
I couldn't get down there this year. I usually go. But my asthma is terrible this year, and I was worried about travel, okay, with post-COVID, okay, plus just having to talk all day long. I can't do it anymore. So with this asthma, they're trying to fix it up. So tell me about ISTE. What did I miss? You were down there for a couple of days. Go ahead.
Well, I actually did not go into the conference. I specifically went and participated with Discovery and some events that were all
fabulous.
Site. But I talked
fabulous.
To many teachers who went. They said it was fabulous.
Great.
They really loved the poster sessions and the place.
Great.
Yeah, the place where you can share with each other about what each other's doing.
Yeah.
I heard there was an actual wedding that took place.
There was. I heard that too. And the story was that there were two people who met a few years ago, two teachers. And they met at ISTE, and they got married. Yeah, and somehow ISTE found out about it. I don't know, and they actually got married at ISTE, which is pretty cool.
I guess.
And maybe they'll name their first kid ISTE. Yeah, I don't know.
I know, right? I don't know.
Little ISTE.
That's funny.
That is.
But there was a lot of people on the streets.
Good.
I mean, and all with their ISTE tags on. So I think they had a good showing. Yeah.
That's great. And I was a little concerned, you know, with school budgets being a little bit low this year. You know, everybody's moaning about that. But post-COVID, et cetera. So I'm glad and I hope from what everybody tells me that it turns out to be a giant conference. Okay, and next year it'll be in Philadelphia, and hopefully I'll be able to get to that one. By then things should work out. And, you know, Steve Wakefield, my good buddy over at Discovery, to help me introduce me to you, and hence we have this show. And how do you talk about this? How do you work with Discovery? Okay, what does Louisiana Public Broadcasting do with Discovery? And I know Stephen loves this connection. Okay, he is just so proud of being able to work with you guys. I think it's great.
Oh, I love Stephen. We love Discovery.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
LPB, we're family. We have been with Discovery for 19 years. And
wow.
As you know, Discovery is celebrating their 20th year. So we are very early partners, and we have been working with them for a long time. So they're like family to us.
So
we originally contacted Discovery 19 years ago to negotiate a statewide price for all students and educators in Louisiana. And our CEO at the time felt it was an important resource to provide to our kids here in Louisiana. So ever since then, we have been working together. We do lots of events together. We encourage new schools and districts to sign on so they could take advantage of the wonderful resources.
Yeah.
It's just been a beautiful relationship that has really worked for both of us. And the kids and teachers have benefited all these years from being able to have that service.
And I did not know that you said you negotiated a statewide rate for the school districts with Discovery. You guys did that?
We did.
I'm very impressed with that.
Yes. Well,
I
mean, when you're bringing in that many schools and districts, you know, you have a little power behind your negotiation skills, and they have been so wonderful to Louisiana. As far as, you know, we have been hit with some catastrophic events, and they have always, you know, stood behind us in rough times, and that's really important. So,
and I hope that those catastrophic events end, like Hurricane Katrina, which immediately comes to mind.
What a
mess that was. You know, I want you to talk about something, and this is key. We're talking about, I want everybody to understand this. We're talking about Louisiana public broadcasting. Okay, so your first thought, everybody, is probably television. All right, and we talked about all the nice shows that they produce over there and, present from PBS, et cetera, okay, on Louisiana public television. But I want to make a point here, and I know this, again, because my wife works at GBH in Boston, okay, is that, you know, the mission of public television, of public broadcasting isn't just television, as we think of. It's also education, okay, and it's education beyond television. All right, and you said you actually got together all those stations and negotiated the rate. And I want you to talk about some of those resources, okay, that you folks give that are not televised. And I think that's the key. I want people to understand, and we're using Great Louisiana Public TV as the example of this, the incredible resources that you folks have for educators. And start with Discovery. Okay, how you make this stuff available to people. Go deep, go inside the TV, so to speak.
Sure. Well, we provide three digital media libraries to all of our students and teachers in Louisiana. So Discovery is one of them. And we also provide PBS Learning Media, which is another educational digital media library that's available to everyone.
Great.
We also have a third library that's called the Louisiana Digital Media Archive, and we call it the LDMA for short. And it has over 9,000 videos available for viewing, all from the Louisiana State Archives. So it's all Louisiana historic media recordings. It's past gubernatorial elections, it's got art, it's got food. It's just an incredible library of the history of Louisiana. And so it's a great resource for teachers who are teaching Louisiana history. And from what I understand, our social studies content standards are being revised, and which I think they become effective in not this school year, but the next. But one of the biggest changes to those standards is instead of just teaching Louisiana history in certain grade levels, like grade 3 and grade 8, kids will learn about Louisiana in all grades in social studies now. So this is going to be a really cool resource for teachers to pull from to help kids understand the history of Louisiana. So we're excited about that.
You should be excited about it. It does have a cool history, okay? And if I may, being the old social studies teacher, it's the only state in the country with a French heritage. Okay,
that's right.
That's key. A lot of the states are Latino. A lot of the states, like where I live in New England, are English. Okay, Louisiana is the only one with a French history. In fact, you still have Napoleonic law down there, don't you?
We do, and our counties are not called counties. We have parishes.
Exactly.
You're exactly right about that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool stuff. Okay, something, and I have to say something. The first time I was ever in New Orleans, okay, this is many, many years ago, I remember that it struck me how French it looks down in the quarter, obviously the French quarter, okay, but it struck me as different, okay, from up here in the Northeast, and I just absolutely love that. It's a great little piece of American history and American culture, and the whole state, okay, is just like a Baton Rouge, okay,
yeah,
good old red stick, just amazing, okay. Where do you find that the resource? I have to ask, what teachers, and you probably know this, what teachers are heading to all the resources? Are they mostly elementary teachers, or are the secondary teachers using it as well? How's it all shake out when all said and done?
I think all teachers, pre-K through 12, use some type of resource that LPB provides. I would say the majority are probably early in the ages of 2 to 8, because that's our strength, right? We have PBS Kids content, which is unbelievable. And
yes, it is.
So I know a lot of teachers come to find those resources. But we do have resources available for all grade levels. Our department is actually growing very soon. We have a new employee starting next week, and she's going to be focusing on young adults and the youth voice, and how important it is to connect with the youth in our state.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we'll be getting some great programs available for that age level.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Congratulations on having a growing department. I appreciate
that. Yes, thank you.
As well, it's just terrific. Talk about your work, again, Louisiana Public TV, during the pandemic, okay, which changed everything, but there's an interesting point of that. The schools were closed. Okay, but here you have Louisiana Public TV offering Discovery and PBFMA, PBS Learning Media resources. They were there already. All right, how did it all work out? And you must say the educators, I hope, in Louisiana tapped in incredibly during the pandemic to the things that you guys offered. But just tell me about that experience, how you set up, and how all the teachers did with that over the two stinky years of the pandemic.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. All the teachers did look to LPB to help them through the epidemic, and we stepped right in, pivoted. All of our resources became virtual. We do a lot of family work, teaching families how to play and learn together, and obviously we did that face-to-face. But we switched that to virtual. We were able to still provide those services to families over the Internet and still have some great fun. Our teachers looked to us. Of course, they did use Discovery Education almost as a learning management system, because you're able to push assignments, you're able to do quizzes, you can assign kids to do an interactive lesson.
Yeah.
So that was very easy for them to step in. They've been using this service for, 19 years now. So it was wonderful to have that, to be able to still provide kids content and continue their learning through the pandemic. And PBS Learning Media was the same way. It's built, you know, very similar to Discovery. They each have wonderful resources and different types of resources, so you can use both of them to provide content. So that was great. We quickly built an at-home learning page for families and teachers with all the resources on one page. We also provided many hours of educational television via broadcast because many students in Louisiana don't have high-speed internet. We have a lot of rural areas in Louisiana.
Yes, you do.
And yes, so you do. We provided the learning experiences through the television because all people can get us on TV because we are public television. And
right.
You don't have to have cable vision or anything. You can just get us with an old-fashioned antenna. So that was really important to those kids who do not have access to the internet. So that was a great resource that we provided as well.
And when you say that, I have to ask, did you actually have – I'd have to preface this a little bit because I'm old, okay? I remember when I was a kid, all right, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, okay, when educational TV Channel 12, WHYY, started there, they used to actually teach courses on TV. I kind of remember this in the back of my mind early in the morning. They had literal
You're
courses.
Right. Yeah,
okay, and it was quote, everybody referred to it as educational TV, okay, and that's Channel 12, all right, and I'm curious, and that was cool in its own great way, that was very cool, all right, and so I have to ask, did you guys do that during the pandemic? Did you, like, change your programming so early morning, a math, I don't know if you did, it taught third grade math or something like that?
Well,
you
actually
see more,
we did.
Yeah, that's so
we,
cool.
We absolutely
so
did.
Yeah, I love it.
Starting at 5 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon on our regular HD channel. So we preempted all of our other programming to provide this educational content. But we also partnered with Illustrative Math. And so we provided real live math instructional videos for K through 8 and also algebra. And we provided all those videos. They were all captioned. And it was an incredible resource that many kids across Louisiana used. Because math is one of those subjects that you cannot take a break in. You need it.
Tell me about it.
So we were very excited to provide those math
That's
instructional
really
videos. Now, the rest of the programming is just our wonderful PBS Kids programming, which teach very important skills. You wouldn't say they're courses. They're way more fun than actual courses. But kids learn a lot when they watch those programs.
Right. They do. Yes, they do. And I'm telling you, I have this vague memory of that when I was a kid, of literally people teaching on TV. And, you know, it's an interesting point in this day and age. Because as we know, this is something I hope PBS jumps on across the board, okay? You know, there's a teacher shortage out there. And not every district, okay, can bring in a quality physics teacher, all right? But that quality physics teacher, as an example, exists in Louisiana. And
You're
that
exactly
course
right.
can be brought, you know, they may exist in northwest Louisiana, but southeast Louisiana might need that teacher. And here you can actually get that to happen, okay? It's a great little part of this, okay? And I just love thinking about it. Congratulations on what you did during the pandemic. I think that's super, and I think it's important. And you mentioned something really important. You know, with broadband, not everyone has great broadband. They're trying to crack that every day through the FCC and all that sort of thing with E-rates and all these emergency connectivity funds, et cetera. But everybody can access, if you have electricity, okay, and pretty much everyone has a TV, all right, you know, public broadcasting. And I think what you provided was extremely important. And it's extremely important, if I may, especially, you know, it's important all the time, but especially during the pandemic. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We were very proud to be able to provide that. And I think it was used for all over the state, K through 8 and algebra. So that was really wonderful.
And talk about what you said about young adults. Okay, you're bringing on a person to kind of supervise the young adult aspect of the educational mission of Louisiana Public Broadcasting. Okay, what do you envision that to be? What does that mean? What's young adult going to be?
Well, I feel like, and this is across the country, I know more public TV stations are starting to realize that the youth are not able to use their voice. And so that's real important for us to listen to what they have to say.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that we can create some programming and content that includes the youth voice and gives them a place to express the things that they...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So that's a real important thing that is sort of missing. And we're hoping that we can include them and have them, you know, we could have a youth advisory team that advises LPB on future things that we develop. They're great with technology, as you already know. Probably can teach us a few things.
They can.
And they're very smart, and a lot of kids do some wonderful things for their community, and that needs to be spotlighted more so that they can encourage their peers to do the same thing. So a lot of kids feel like PBS is for, like, the old folks. And sometimes it is.
It's not.
Well, some of the programming is, and they feel left out. Like, if you ask a kid, do you watch PBS, like a young adult, teenager,
yeah.
Their answer is probably going to be no.
Well, actually, you're right, because I always think of PBS as, you know, the great children's programs like
Sesame Street,
Molly of Denali, et cetera, et cetera. And then, Arthur they used to have? And then suddenly, you know, it breaks off, so to speak. Okay, and then you get into the Downton Abbeys and that sort of thing, or Masterpiece Theater, whatever the case may be. No pun intended, Antiques Roadshow. All right?
Right.
And so you're right. There is a middle gap missing. You're right.
There is.
I like that thinking.
So
there is.
We need some more interesting program where they feel their voice is heard, and we are listening to what they say their needs are, and we respond to that. And so I think that's going to be an important piece to really engage a demographic that we haven't been able to capture before.
Yeah, and you know what always struck me, and I know this, when my son lived in New Orleans for about 5 years, okay, and we used to go down and visit him all the time. And I was always, especially at Mardi Gras, but I was always struck by, and everybody knows this, by the amount of music in the city. And I assume it's the same up in Baton Rouge. And then, okay, when we watched all the bands at Mardi Gras, the high school bands that the kids were so proud of, and their music was incredible, okay?
Yeah.
But it was funny, Nancy, then you look at the math scores, okay, and they're much lower. Yet,
yep.
Music is mathematics. Okay, and I here's just an idea that since I'm talking to Louisiana, I've always said this. Of all the states, I think it's probably the most musical, all right? And if they could capture the idea that that music is mathematics and create a show that encourages these kids to understand math better through music, okay, it would be a great boon for Louisiana, but I believe it would be a great boon for mankind. Okay, one small step for mankind, so to speak. Okay, because you got to capitalize on their love of music and the whole mathematics behind it. I never understood the juxtaposition between bad math scores and great music. Tell me, Nance, am I right? Am I on the right track?
You are absolutely right. That's a great idea. And I've written it down so we can let our new education team member know that maybe that's something we need to investigate. And
you folks in Louisiana are the best to do this, by the way. And by the way, Nance, as we end here, I just want to say to you, we only drink French Market coffee. That's
funny.
Yeah, we love it.
I love it. We do have some of the best coffee in the world here.
You do? And the best Tabasco sauce, too. The best.
Yes, and the best food and music. Yes, we are very
proud.
I could
go on and on and on. Yeah, you should be. It's a good state. It really is. And you guys are doing a good job down there. You're really good.
Well,
I'm so glad. And you know what I love is that you tap into all the resources. You tapped into PBS Learning Media you brought up. You tap into Discovery. You tap into the state archives. I mean, you really got it covered for everybody, and I hope they appreciate you. Okay?
Thank you so much. Well, we just love serving the citizens of Louisiana. It's so important to us
to do a good job and make a difference.
Thank you.
And from now on, Nancy, instead of saying your last name rhymes with – like Tulane, you have to say it rhymes with Tulane.
Tulane, you're
right.
Right. Like the school.
You bring that Louisiana flavor into there. All right?
That's right.
This is really enjoyable.
Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
It.
Come back anytime. Okay?
Tell your wife hello for me, please.
I will indeed. I will. Do you know Carolyn? I don't know if you guys know each other. Do you know each other?
Carolyn Jacobs?
Yeah.
Yes, I know Carolyn, and she knows me. So please tell her hello for me.
I will indeed. I promise you she'll probably be in touch and say hello herself later today.
Awesome.
Okay? Nancy,
thanks.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to know you, my dear. Thank you.
Same
you too. Be safe. Enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Thanks
so much. Okay, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Rhymes with Tulane, Nancy Tulane, who's the Educational TV Technology Director down at Louisiana Public Broadcasting. Thank you, Stephen Wakefield at Discovery. Great show, which we're going to archive at ace-ed.org like we always do. My name's Larry Jacobs. That rhymes with nothing. Certainly no great university. Okay, everything's at ace-ed.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.